8:56 and 28 degrees. Time for our final check of the commodity markets, at least in the morning before the Thanksgiving holiday. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. What's happening this morning, Bill?
Not a whole lot. Kind of quiet, choppy trade. I guess first off, I want to thank everyone that attended the Farm Asset Conference yesterday in Normal. It was a really informative and educational experience and a good chance to meet with and visit with folks. As I said, mixed choppy trade expected today as we work into the holiday punctuated week and weekend. Recall that we closed an hour early on Friday. A little disappointed this morning that we did not see any sales announced by the USDA on their overnight reporting system. Looking at current price action, December corn for this year is 345.5, up a half a cent. March corn is 357, up three quarters. July for next summer is 373.5, up one and a quarter. And December for 2018 is 389.25, up one and a quarter. Switching to the soybeans, January soybeans, 996.5, up 7.5. And we've got March beans at 1007.5, up 7.25. And new crop November, 1006.5, up 5.5. Meal markets for December, 322.60 a ton, up 4.30. And December soybean oil, 34.21, up 4. Switching to the wheat markets, Chicago wheat, 421.25 basis of D's, down 3.5. July wheat, 464.25, down 2. Kansas City wheat for December, 418.5, down 1.75. And Minneapolis wheat, 626.25, down 3/4. Switching over to the crude oil market, the crude oil market has recovered to and is close to making new highs for the recent trading range. The dollar continues its decline, which is generally considered supportive for commodities. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade indicate that more short covering probably took place in the corn market. Soybeans numbers suggest a resurgence of fund buying, but the impact on the prices was limited. Wheat appears to have a nice mound of fund short covering, but it still has a ways to go. Strategizing just a bit, new crop corn creeping close to that 390-395 mark, which is considered our sell zone. New crop beans above $10 is a consideration as well. At this point, we're pretty much oversupplied across the board, so selling rallies seems to be the order of the day, and re-ownership after that is a consideration. Opportunities to get sales off may be short-lived, so choosing sell points and putting offers in ahead of time looks to be the strategy of choice. Weather concerns in South America are a talking point, but right now, they're not a big concern. The only bother today has been the late bean planting due to wet weather, probably delaying or preventing some Safrina corn planting. Finally, we will get ethanol numbers, weekly ethanol numbers, in just a little bit, which may give a little bit of an influence to the market. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks, you too, Brian. Bill. Have a good one. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Thankful for Bill and all the other analysts who contribute to WIOL every day for our ag programming. And let's take a look at current conditions here quickly in the WIOL listening area. 28 degrees right now in Urbana with sunny skies. And starting to warm up just a bit from our lows near 20 degrees here this morning. Danville checking in at 26. Charleston Mattoon at 28 degrees. 28 degrees in Rantoul. Still 25 degrees in Decatur. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny and cooler. A high of 38 degrees. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping to a low of 25 degrees with a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, a bit warmer for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, a high of 46. Clear skies tomorrow night, dropping down to a low of 31 degrees. Mostly sunny, warmer, and breezy for Black Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 54 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 28 degrees at 9 o'clock.